CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today in the booth with me, I have Scott Passmore. Now, Scott is with Firehouse Productions. So welcome, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Maureen.
And so, first of all, tell us about Firehouse Productions.
Well, the whole idea behind Firehouse Productions got off the ground about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
After myself and a couple of the other guys, Francois Gilbert and Chris Fallis and stuff, had gone and seen some shows locally and said, that's something we could probably improve on and have, bring different bands into the area and stuff. And so one thing led to another. And we did one show here with Rodeo Drive at Bishop's at Centennial about 3 years ago, I guess. And it was okay. We had relatively good success with that. And then we said, well, if we want to make this, take it to the next step, we've got to do something bigger. So that's when we decided to bring in Brett Kissel for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge success. It sold out in no time whatsoever. We had over 550 people at Centennial Theater, and that was what convinced us that we can make this work. And so afterwards, we were sort of flying by the seat of our pants at the beginning, but we ended up going out, we got incorporated, we had to hire a notary and an accountant and stuff like that. And so it's like completely legit. We have all our paperwork and our numbers and stuff like that. So now it's after doing several shows, we've given a lot of money back to the community and to different groups, and we're still having fun at it. And we're a nonprofit company, so everything that we earn gets turned right back into the community.
Mm-hmm. And some of the neat things about Firehouse, you were telling me that when you do have to spend money, of course, on posters and different things like that, you keep it local too. So you buy locally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Everything that we do is kept local. Our printers are Blanchard Litho right here in Lenoxville. We do as much business as possible with them. If we need graphic work done, it's Joe Ford that does our graphics for us. If we need office supplies, rather, we go see Chloe Sharon over at Peppertree Lenoxville. The hotel that we use for when our artists or other reasons, like their bus driver, if they need a place to stay, we send them to Motel La Floral up in Florimo. It's a family-run hotel, and they've helped us out on a few occasions. So everything that we spend gets spent here locally.
Okay, great. And every concert you have, like a benefit. You give some of the money back,
yes, absolutely.
I guess, too. Okay.
Yeah.
So big name coming. Tell us about it. It's Tuesday coming up at Centennial Theater.
Coming up on Tuesday, December the 4th at 8 p.m. We have George Canyon, who's going to be coming back. He was here for us a few years ago, and it was a sellout. It was an amazing show. And he's coming back with his latest Cross Canada tour. And George is, of all the bands we've had here, every show is different, every artist is different, but he's been probably my favorite show of all of them. That when he was here a couple of years ago, he puts on a heck of a good show. He's got a great band, and he's really good with the public, and it's going to be a great night.
Good, and he's got a new CD out too.
Yeah,
and
he's touring with his new CD and a whole Cross Canada tour. He's been already down east. He's been out west last week. My little brother actually went and saw him in Calgary last weekend, so now he's heading back east. So it's a grueling schedule for these guys. I don't know how they do it, but we're lucky to have him come here to Lenoxville.
Very lucky. So a Cross Canada tour, and one of the places he's stopping is Lenoxville next Tuesday, December the 4th, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the last time he was here, and that's something that we've noticed with every artist that we've had. We've had Terry Clark, we've had Brett Kissel, Tim Brink played for us, a local guy. And everybody is they just fall in love with Centennial Theater because of the layout of it. It's small enough to be intimate, but big enough that we can get a good crowd in there. And the sound is amazing. We've got some really great techs over there that work at Bishop's that help us out. And we've heard nothing but great things about the setup and the sound quality of the Centennial Theater. So it makes it that much more enjoyable. When the artists have been here before, they don't mind coming back because they know what they're actually getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the acoustics are great there.
Yeah. And there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there isn't, that's for sure. And it's a great time of the year to get out and enjoy a concert.
Yeah, for
too.
Sure. It's going to be a great night. And we're also doing we're collecting food items and other items for the Cornerstone Food Bank here at the Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. And hopefully if we can make enough money off the show as well, we'll be able to make a donation to them as well.
Good. So everybody should bring a couple of
non-perishable
items
or even toiletry items, toothbrushes, toothpaste, that sort of stuff is always, always appreciated as well. So anything that, you know, can be thrown in the basket for them. Even money, they'll be there collecting money as well for the cause. So, and there's it's always nice to help out people at Christmas time and any time of the year for that matter. But at Christmas time, it's going to be that much more appreciated.
It will be. That's great. So that's George Canyon coming to Centennial Theater, and Firehouse Productions is helping to put this on. Now, what else did you want to say, Scott?
Well, we'd like to see as many people as possible. We'd like to fill the house, that's for sure. We've still got, you know, there's quite a few tickets still available, so you can buy them either at the Bishop's University, at the box office over at Centennial Theater, or at ovation.com. And if you buy them right at the university, you can save a couple of dollars per ticket because the Ovation charges an extra fee over and above what we're charging. But it's very easy. It's just a couple of clicks on the internet and you've got your tickets. So we're hoping to get a really great crowd out there next Tuesday night.
Good. It's going to be really fun and a great way to kick off December too.
Well, it's going to be a great way to kick off December and the Christmas season. And the more support we get, it's going to make it that much easier for us to go out and hire more bands and do more shows in the future. Because we really like to have... we're working on several different things to get somebody in here in the springtime, but it all depends on how the tours are being set up by the different groups and what we can afford to put on, because with a 550-seat theater, we're limited with what we can pay, obviously, because we can't charge $100 per ticket and expect to sell tickets. So we've got to sort of keep it in at a price point where people don't mind paying for it. But for $43 for this show, for the quality of show you're going to get, it's, you know, George Canyon is going to, he'll blow your mind away with what they can play and his singing and his storytelling. It's going to be a great night.
I'm sure it will be. Only $43 a ticket. So that is really cheap to see a big name like that.
Yeah, oh no, for sure. If you were to see somebody like this at, you know, the Bell Center in Montreal or something like that, or in Quebec City at the Videotron Center, you're going to pay at least double that. So it's not a cheap night out. It's not like going to see a band at the Hut or anything like that, but it's, considering we usually have maybe two shows a year, it's not an expensive night out.
Definitely, and it's quality too. It's a big name.
Quality, and it's all the money that any money we do end up raising gets turned right back into the community. So it's not like we're making a ton of profit and then we're, you know, leaving town with the money. Any money that is made stays right here. None of us that are involved in Firehouse Productions are making a nickel off of this. So.
So that's good. You do it out of the kindness of your heart and to, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun activity. The guys, there's myself and Claude LeClaire and Chris Fallis and Francois Gilbert and Bruce Giddings, and we all get along really well. We all bring different items to the table where it comes to our strong suits and our weaknesses. So we all complement one another. And we've got a good little group on the go, and we have a lot of fun putting on these shows, and we'd really like to continue.
Exactly. So everybody, as an incentive, get out and come to the concert, see a great show, travel to Montreal.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Scott.
My pleasure.